Citizens gathered around the state to pose questions about how to help farmers weather record low prices for grain and livestock. U.S. Farm Service Agency State Director Tracy Beckman told the group they could talk about subsidies and specialty programs all they want, but he says the real problem is that a small number of large agribusinesses are driving small farmers out.
Until we get serious about challenging and breaking up some of these big conglomerates, we're simply not going to see our agriculture in Minnesota flourish. It's gotten in the hands of just a few people, and basically they're controlling the markets.
Governor Ventura will travel to Washington, D.C. later this month to lobby for Minnesota agriculture. When asked whether the Justice Department should begin an antitrust investigation of large agribusinesses, the governor didn't rule it out.
If it's monopolizing, then certainly it should be looked at, because monopolies are against the law. And if it's getting to that point, I don't know if it is yet or not. There's still what determines a monopoly? Two competitors? Four? Six? At what point is that determined? I'm not a lawyer.
Both the governor and state agriculture commissioner Gene Hugeson said small and medium-sized farmers need to be flexible and ready to take advantage of new opportunities. Hugeson said they need to realize they probably can't farm the same way their parents and grandparents did.
Now it may involve one or both of the spouses having some outside income for some a cushion to rely on. It may be diversifying into some new crops that we haven't used before, because this offers some opportunities to spread that risk. It might mean going into a gather with some kind of a venture with their neighbors.
Hugeson says his department is working to develop new ways to use agricultural products and new ways to market them. But citizens at the forum kept returning to what subsidies or tax breaks government offers farmers. Farmer Steve Brake of Wilmot asked for an end to the state inheritance tax, which he says forces the next generation of farmers to essentially have to buy their parents' farm from the state. The governor said he'd gladly eliminate the tax.
If your parents paid for something and bought it and they want to leave it to you, I don't see what business it is of the government to be involved at all.
Ventura said he'd eliminate the inheritance tax for all state residents. Another farmer from Fillmore County pointed out that Minnesotans import more apples than they grow, despite ideal apple growing conditions in southeast Minnesota. He suggested state institutions be required to purchase Minnesota-grown products. Agriculture Commissioner Hugeson said the legislature has avoided such a policy in the interest of saving money.
Wanting to have the lowest bid for something is more important than having, you know, having Minnesota products, and it's not a, I'm not defending it, but I think that's exactly what's happening.
Governor?
Hey, I'll be happy to look into it. Made in Minnesota. Works for me.
Ventura says he hopes a task force he's convened to examine the farm economy will build on these ideas and generate new ones. The next Citizens Forum on Agriculture is scheduled for mid-July. I'm Brent Wolf, Minnesota Public Radio.